Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phone calls. The toll free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get into the latest on the drones spying on farmers and others. Huge developments as Al Qaeda forces engage in mass murder all over Libya. The New York Times is bemoaning that. That is just some of what we're going to be covering coming up in this hour, interspersed with your phone calls. Also, Judge Andrew Napolitano, no relation to Janet Dungbeal Napolitano, he has been fired from Fox Business, which I don't think is a big deal. Fox Business's top shows have 200,000 viewers, and those shows are Napolitano and Lou Dobbs. 200,000 viewers in an hour. Look up the ratings. Fox TV, their average show's got about 800,000. Average show on MSNBC, about 100,000. Some of the shows have 3 million viewers on Fox. Some of the shows have 900,000 on Mr. Maddow and others do. But it was just a waste of his time. There's all the prestige of, ooh, a fancy studio. And, ooh, I mean, he's a good host, but it's just all, he had more listeners on XM. He has, I don't know, probably 20 times the listeners when he comes on this radio show. But I don't put on big airs, oh, Fox News. Oh, oh. I mean, Fox News calls me to be a guest on there, and I don't even return the phone calls. Now, people are like, you don't go on Fox News. No, it's not even worth it to get in the car and drive to the satellite uplink. And I get calls from Japanese, Iranian TV, British TV now. I don't even get in the car. I don't even care. I just don't even have time for it. I can shoot a YouTube video on my iPhone in 5 minutes, upload it, and it'll have on average 100,000 views, more than these shows do. Oh, I go on a Fox show at night. Ooh, 1.5 million people see me. Oh, somebody on the street says, I saw you on Fox. It's always some subject that doesn't matter anyways. And they're interrupting me the whole time. People accuse me of interrupting. I've actually done a study and tested it. On average, unless I'm moving quick, I let a guest talk for about 2 minutes before interrupting. I'm just not good at going, excuse me, hold on, I want to say something, you know, cutting in gently. I go, oh, I have a point I want to make. You know, it's the excitement. But that's why I have the most listeners, because it's unscripted, it's real. I do stutter and go, I have a point I want to make. That's the fact. Is it teleprompter free? It's real. And people talk on average 2 minutes. Sometimes it's longer here. Sometimes a guest talks for 10. I don't interrupt. It's when they start going off in other areas. No. It's about what I think's interesting. It's areas I want to go into. And you can't argue with success, but that's a little meme nitpick point is the Fox News or CNN. You're getting interrupted every 35 seconds. If you get 35 seconds to talk, it's shocking. But nobody's like, let them talk, because it's short attention span theater. You'll have the host, you'll have another guest on, host will talk for a minute, you'll talk 30 seconds, guest talks 30 seconds, host talks 30 seconds, you talk 30 seconds, guest, other guest talks 30 seconds, host talks a minute, they play a clip, they go to some other guest, go to you for 30 seconds, other guy 30 seconds, you're done. You've talked 2 minutes, you've spent 3 hours, 30 minutes driving in, sitting there for an hour while you wait, somebody trying to put makeup on you, and then you start talking to them. That's why last time CNN wanted me on, and it was a taped interview. I knew they were going to take me for like an hour and try to edit it down. So I went in there and just told them I thought they were scum and trash. And I never wanted to be on their filthy channel ever again. And videotaped it and posted it on YouTube, them interviewing me. Because I don't need you, scum. And that's why you want to shut the free web down, because we're cleaning your stinking teleprompter reading clock, you little ninnies. We'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've talked to him today. He says he'll come on next week. He just got the word and said this is obviously a lot going on right now. Judge Andrew Napolitano, a great guy, a great legal mind, a patriot, a friend of liberty, a guy that's questioned the official story of 9/11 on this show. And George Soros sent letters. George Soros' group sent letters to Fox demanding he be fired. And I think that probably has something to do with it. He also had the number one show on Fox Business. It was tied basically with good guy, Lou Dobbs. And he has been axed from Fox Business, I guess for pointing out that people want liberty. And that was the top rated show. 200,000 viewers or so. You're like, that's nothing. TV. I thought the whole world watches it. No. No, 200,000 is good on MSNBC. Fox Business has never really taken off. It's been a big industry problem for News Corp. And it's really sad that this has happened to Napolitano, but it's kind of much ado about nothing. I guess I'm already talking about it. I mean, 200,000 listeners, Judge, you're a talented guy. Do a syndicated radio show. I'll guarantee you, and I think Ted Anderson ought to talk to him about this, said people always spin their wheels with like big outfits. Well, big outfits already have their main host on all their stations. You come on Genesis, people are like, why would you want to bring competition onto your own network? It's not my network. I always try to bring people on air. I always try to build people up. I'm looking for other voices. I'm not about, I've got to be the king of everything. But I think Ted ought to offer him a job here. Genesis has over 1,000 affiliates. I've got over 100. 1,000 affiliates now between the gardening shows and the political shows and everything else. So people are looking for an alternative. A lot of stations are picking us up. But again, the glitz, the glamour, the fancy set. Oh my gosh, Fox News, 200,000 viewers on a good day. And of course, Ted never bragged about this, but it was Ted Anderson who actually got Judge Andrew Napolitano on the air. He was the big thing to push him onto the air. And obviously the judge will probably still be an analyst on Fox News, I hope. But you know, him having his own voice of liberty, covering the New World Order, really affecting change, that's not the direction Fox News wants. In fact, I'll just talk about it now and then go to your calls briefly here. It's on record. You can pull this up. It's come out in the news that since Rupert Murdoch the last year went under investigation for spying and hacking and paying off police in England, and don't just think it's England. The New York Post is well known for saying, you know, it came out years ago, give me money or I'm going to write bad stuff about you in the tabloids. Or give us money, we'll write good stuff about you. Very bizarre. And that's Rupert Murdoch. So there's a lot of dirty stuff going on. And so, yeah, they've got Fast and Furious they can use against the Democrats. But the Democrats and the Brits and the Labor Party over there, they can use all the corruption on Murdoch. And so that's why the word has gone through Fox. And I've talked to multiple Fox insiders. And this has been in the news in the last year. It's also come out in the news. Don't bash Obama as much. Don't be so partisan. That's part of the deal was getting rid of Keith Olbermann. But you notice MSNBC isn't following the deal. The political establishment has said all this fighting is really getting Americans angry. We need to de-escalate all this and put everybody to sleep. But Rupert Murdoch's got a fine line to walk. He needs to co-opt libertarian conservatism that's the hottest thing in the world. He needs to be able to profit off that. He knows that's where the big audience is. And so how does he have enough of that to have the audience while at the same time being a big globalist continue the party? So Glenn Beck's gone for bashing George Soros. And I know that Soros has got his dossiers on Roger Ailes, Murdoch, and on Becky Poo. They've got investigative reporters, gumshoes, you name it, digging up stuff that make FBI files look tame. And so don't worry, the News Corp Mafia's got all its dossiers as well. And it got so dangerous, they had meetings. And Hillary Clinton was in the meetings, others. And part of this has come out. Again, you can search all this and pull it up. And they said, let's stop this. So part of that is throwing Judge Napolitano overboard. And that also sends a message to everybody else. Toe the line. That's why you've got Huckabee saying, Obama's a really good guy. I think he's a good Christian man who loves America. You got Bill O'Reilly saying, you don't talk bad about Obama. The system is circling the wagons, okay? And they've had some real fights with each other over the power, but they just like mafia will. But does the mafia come out and admit they're selling drugs to little kids? No, they'll fight over the turf to sell the drugs, but they aren't going to go tell the parents, hey, we're selling your kids drugs, you know, when they're 14, so when they're 18, they can be hookers for us. You keep the sheep in the dark. See, this whole corrupt system can't report on itself because then the whole thing will come down. So the very worst elements of corruption go to the top because no one can stand in its way. And then you get total tyranny, total collapse. And it's here. It's here. Except America has, it's more than 200 million guns now. Well, 400 million guns, 200 million gun owners conservatively. And it isn't going to be like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Khmer Rouge Pol Pot. You guys are going to do all the same stuff and have drones and little robots and all this tech junk. But you're not, once people get mad and just decide to come after you, they're not just going to wait at the farm. They're not going to just wait in their apartment. Once people start coming after you, not waiting in their den, all your pot bellies, all your mustaches, all your armor is not going to mean anything. And I don't want to have a war with people that work for the system. The system doesn't care about you. It's going to destroy you. I'd rather you wake up, choose sides, and be with the good military and good police that are awake and know what's going on. And some police departments, the majority are awake. On average, I hear about half the police are awake, from captains and commanders and police chiefs I talk to on and off the record. Sheriffs and others. But in some departments, they say it's about 90% are ready for war with the American people. That's like getting in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime. I mean, that's like jumping in front of a truck. And I'm not here trying to intimidate you. You know what I'm telling you is true. I mean, you want me to really talk about stuff? You want me to tell you what people can do to you? Let's say you got all our guns. We could get all the guns we ever wanted with a baseball bat. The will to kill people, the will to go ape on somebody is where all the power's at. Tony Montana says it. There's only one thing in this world that gives orders. It's called guts. You understand that? And you keep pushing, and your little banker masters are going to sit offshore who are so full of chutzpah and bravado that they make 40-1 bets with people's private pension funds. You got a bunch of oily bankers who sit in palaces in Switzerland and places trying to march you up against the American people who you think are afraid of you? No, they're drugged out on fluoride and cheeseburgers and drunk and watching the Super Bowl. But you keep pushing, they're not going to be. You understand that? And then the gloves come off, just like the Redcoats thought they were going to win. You didn't win, did you? Because once the fight starts, it's all about the fight. Once the war starts, it's not about a football game anymore. Then it's about scores to settle. Then it's about killing. Then it's about blood. It's about death. That veneer of civilization burns off real fast. Because the truth is, Americans are the most violent, vicious mixture of people the world's ever seen. Americans like to kill. That's why the New World Order came here and took over. They knew this was the place to get. And you think you're going to turn this war machine against the American people? Think again. We're natural-born killers. We're gut-stomping, gun-shooting, fast-car-driving, macho killers. And you think just because you're a bunch of macho American killers that you're going to come in against the American people and not get your you-know-what handed to you, New World Order? Okay, excuse me. I don't want this to happen. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. We're going to break down. I'm just going to the calls. John in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't want to sound petty, but I'm concerned about the nightly news show. I really think that everybody should dress formally. I've seen that Aaron Dykes a lot doesn't wear a tie, and sometimes people are on the show, like yourself, look like you just came up in from boating at Lake Travis or something, and what you have to say is, like, very important. I think you should dress formally.
I agree with you that presentation is everything, and then I should try to build, like, a Fox studio just because people fall down and worship it. I mean, we actually have the audience, and I do wear a sports jacket some. I've lost so much weight, I've got to go buy new clothes. I hate going and buying clothes. I don't like buying things, but I need to. I guess I could ask Aaron to start wearing a tie. I agree with you. They're neat. I mean, you know, I'm so lax around here. I tell the guys when I do the news, hey, button your shirt up more. And it's like, whoa, you're telling me what to do. But, yeah, I mean, people don't know that in TV news and stuff, they're telling them what type of tie to wear, the chicks what type of lipstick. You know, they tell them, now look like you're sexually aroused looking at the camera. I mean, yeah, no, that's all they do. Yeah, we got guys that work in TV who work here now. I mean, the whole thing is, now look at the camera like you want to, you know, like you're about to kiss it. And it's all about the chicks looking at the camera like they're in love with you. And men sit there, I watch them, actually looking at the chick like, oh, she loves me. She, like, you know, there's about to be that embrace. It's all manipulation. So we're teleprompter free, but I agree with you. I should go out and buy a bunch of nice sports jackets and suits. And I guess I'm getting skinny enough to wear a tie. I mean, I got a big neck. It's like 19 inches around, even when I've lost weight. So that's another issue. When I wear it, it looks like a football player's neck. So it's all like, with the tie. But you're right. Anything else you want to add there, John?
Just that Aaron Dykes needs a new jacket.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Down, but he was dressing us up on air. No, I agree with you. I mean, millions of people every week end up watching the news show that subscribers see first, and we probably should actually wear ties and stuff in there. We've just been beta testing it. I mean, a lot of nights the show is 2 hours long. I'll assure you we're not boating on Lake Travis in between doing this radio show in the nightly news. It takes us all day to prepare for that. A lot of nights we're up here till 10 o'clock. We put a lot of energy into it, and it's the information. You know, people say I shouldn't be self-deprecating in some of the comedy videos I do every 3 or 4 months. You know, we have some fun here, too. This is about our creative expression as well. So I think one reason we are so popular is we are teleprompter-free, and sometimes I'm not wearing a suit and tie, and it's not that same stuffy media system. So I started thinking during the break, maybe he's wrong. Maybe that caller's wrong. Maybe we shouldn't wear nice sports jackets or ties. Maybe we should do the news naked. Or maybe we should do it in a big Easter Bunny outfit. Okay. I'm joking. A Keebler elf outfit. I'm going to stop right there. Who knows? It's about the information. But I agree. The magnitude of this info is so important and is so key to everything. Because the general public does take it even more serious if you're an authoritative outfit. People love crowns. That's why queens wear them and kings. People love uniforms. That's why the police wear them. People just see that as, ooh, you're part of a gang. Your subconscious mind sees a uniform as that you're part of a larger group. We could dress up like George Washington. I mean, Native Americans, when they went on the warpath, they dressed up in certain regalia. I think a lot of the dressing up, too, is about getting yourself in a mindset. Of course, I don't even really put makeup on. I don't even worry too much about the lighting. You know what? You're right. We need to worry more about the overall packaging. It's just that then I can get so caught up in that that I don't even worry about the information. So we're kind of on the other extreme. Maybe I should ask listeners. We can have a poll on InfoWars. Do the news in the nude. That's a joke, folks. For the New York Times runs an article saying, I mean, that's for real. Do the news in a porcupine outfit, a Santa Claus outfit, a police officer outfit. And if we get a female reporter, she can wear a nurse's outfit. she's nursing the Constitution back to, from its deathbed. Or I can wear a Fox News outfit, you know, the pinstripe suit and the blue and red reptile, and I can act all authoritative and read off a teleprompter. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars Nightly News and just authoritatively tell you what is. The government's good. Torture's good. Checkpoints on highways are good. Giant banker bailouts are good. The president is good. World government is good. But if you don't like it, it doesn't exist, and you're an extremist. And then, you know, the men all act really confident and authoritative, so all the guys watching it feel like they're authoritative because they watch it. They all kind of smile back at the guy who's like, I'm Brett Hume. I'm really confident. You know, there's the producer. Look confident. Good. Do a satisfied smile. Well, you know, while the guest is talking, if they say something that the Fox person doesn't like, they'll kind of go, But if they like it, they're like, Which is a satisfied look of a total chump fake for a fake nation watching it. I mean, I could actually, like, one night a week do it as establishment news. I thought for satire, one night a week I could do it like I was a neocon, or maybe once a month, and then one night a week as a fake liberal who's really a fascistic killer selling total evil. I could do it like a CNN host, like a CIA guy, like what's that twit's name, that Aster Air's name? Anderson Cooper. I mean, I could sit there and of course, have a little announcement of this is only a dramatization of globalist brainwashing. The information here has been twisted and spun to manipulate you and to sell you on the New World Order paradigm. And then go into the whole news tonight. Tonight, the terror threat. America is on the edge. Checkpoints are being set up everywhere. Only by having extremely well-trained, patriotic professionals do the light pat-down and then just show them grabbing somebody. And it's light. It's reasonable. And then cut to news articles. We're talking about actual chest x-rays to fly. By the way, we're going to break, and I will go to the calls when we come back. The Denver Post, this is not a joke, is reporting that when they don't have women TSA agents now, women aren't allowed to fly. Because as I told you, it's not a grope down when you refuse the body scan. I've been seeing them do it to everybody. Now it's body scan for everybody at most airports and grope down. And so they say, well, a man can't grope you, and so you can't fly. This is actually in the Denver Post. They admit it. But it gets worse. Why is it okay to have someone of the same sex molest you?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes.
We've got Lennon LaRouche coming up.
I'll keep my family.
Oh, there's the guy that got fired from the NFL, Monday Night Football, for criticizing Obama. Because in America, you don't do that. You get punished for free speech because we don't have that here in America. And now Judge Napolitano, he, for having the number one show on Fox Business, he's been fired or lost his show. I don't know if he's still going to be. I was just talking to him via text. I don't know if he's still going to be a correspondent on there, but what's the point of that? I guess money, and I guess he does give some good commentary. But this is the system circling the wagons. That's why they want to control the resources. That's why they want you poor, so you can only have free speech if you work for them and say what they want. And it's not really free speech. Speaking of Max Kaiser, he's on with us next week. financial holocaust looms as Germany storms Greece, and they've announced what we told you they do. They're announcing total control over the whole country. That's just some of the news I'm going to be getting into. And again, Steve Watson has the article, Fox News Axes Freedom Watch. Is Judge Andrew Napolitano cutting too close to the bone for the establishment? That is the question. And if you go over to Infowars.com, you can see some of our other top stories there. But let's hurry through your calls right now. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm the first John, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good to talk to you, Alex, again. God, there's so many things I want to talk to you about. I don't know where to begin. First of all, let me say this real quick. I mentioned to you the first time I talked to you, the only time we talked on the phone, that you reminded me of Aristotle's Book 3, Chapter 7. You also remind me of Edgar Cayce, something that I know you will appreciate like I did when I read it. He said that destiny or karma depends upon what the soul has done about what it became, about what it has become aware of. And when I found the knowledge I found 21 years ago, I've been on a mission just like you have ever since to help wake people up. The first conspiracy I was exposed to was a medical conspiracy. I'm a wellness consultant now. I've been doing this for 21 years now in Houston. I coached Rudy Tomjanovich back in 2003 when he had bladder cancer. And I met you when you came into Houston. You may remember me.
Oh, yeah, you're the fellow that does the sports medicine for athletes.
That's right, and I had the dog. And but anyway, when I called you initially, I was telling you about how you could bump up your spidey sense. And that's really that's the piece of the puzzle I found a long time ago. I found out that we're doing something that destroys our spidey sense. And I've been on a mission ever since then. I've actually done what no person has ever done in the history of mankind, as far as I know. I've been looking for every piece of the puzzle and figure out how it relates to everything. And I've actually created a six-box system that has 18 portals and 203 pieces. And now I've created like a schematic that shows where every piece of the puzzle fits. And what I find really interesting, because I've been studying everybody who thinks they found the solution to our problems for the last 21 years, and what I found is very few people really have found the two most important pieces of the puzzle. And that a lot of people have found the third most important piece of the puzzle, and that's the piece that you have found, Alex. In fact, you probably know the third piece of the puzzle better than almost everyone else. And the third piece of the puzzle, of course, is the globalist. It's the number one source for piece number two, and that's false knowledge. And as long as we have false knowledge, we cannot learn what we need to learn, the truth.
And people don't have open minds, so once they have the false knowledge, they just stick to that, even when you can prove that it's wrong. And as for ESP, Sixth Sense, Women's Intuition, whatever you want to call it, here's Discover Magazine headline, Could ESP Be Real? And there's just all these studies coming out scientifically proving ESP.
And you made a comment at one time that really perked my ears up, because you said that everybody has their spidey sense, but they got to focus on it. Well, that's only because their spidey sense is too low. It's a lot like having poor vision, and you got to squint your eyes to see. You're not supposed to have to squint your eyes to see any more than you have to focus on your spidey sense. It should be an automatic if your spidey sense was at the adequate level. But we're doing something that destroys our spidey sense. And there's a natural way of bumping it up, and that's my mission in life, is to help people bump up their spidey sense. And I know you've made some changes lately, and you saw some great results, but if you would have done what I teach people to do to bump up their spidey sense, you would have seen the same type of results within 1 month instead of 2 months, but your spidey sense would have increased by a factor of 5 or 6. And if you want to wake everyone else up, Alex, you got to get them to bump up their spidey sense. That's piece number one.
Well, I mean, I call that just waking up, becoming aware. People become more aware when they pray, when they eat healthier. There's a lot of when you get out in nature, get away from all the hustle and bustle. The globalists throw so much stuff at us so that we just basically stay unconscious. And it's complex, but it's also simple. You ought to do a YouTube video about this, or you ought to mail me your schematic, or you should talk about it and present it. Because even if people don't totally agree with it out there, it's good to just think about how the world works and think in systems that are outside the box. Because this New World Order system is such a tiny, limited spectrum of what's going on. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Send us the information. It was good meeting you down at the in the Fed rally earlier last year. You can write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And I try to go over all the mail. Everybody reads everything that comes in here. I don't get a chance to read everything, but everything does get read and looked at. And we appreciate all the mail that comes in. Email's another story. I mean, we try, if something's super important, send it repeatedly. But then everybody's sending stuff repeatedly, and it kind of becomes a problem. It's crazy. I could have like five people on top of the folks that are looking at the email trying to go through all of the information. I've had famous musicians, movie stars, when they finally get a hold of us, say, I've been emailing you for 2 years. I had my manager try to get in touch with you for 6 months. You were hard to get a hold of. And I just can't think of how many lost opportunities of interesting people and folks we could have had on. And it's not that I don't care about celebrity. It's just that I'm so into my own research and what I'm doing that I don't even really realize the power of celebrity consciously. I mean, I realize it, but I don't even try to follow those leads now or even try to get all the famous people on the show. Every week I get contacted by some famous person or I'm given their phone number, and I don't even tend to call them because then you got to call them and play phone tag, and then you get them on, and they tell you you're great. You tell them they're great, and a lot of times they just want you to know that they appreciate what you're doing. Hey, I love everybody, so there's really no need to even contact me. I mean, you know, I got it. I mean, I'm just but the point about celebrities, whether they're famous writers or movie stars or sports people, is it does give you an idea how many people are awake. I mean, if I was contacted by Kurt Vonnegut and he sent me some artwork he did and said, for you, Alex, and then just said, well, I don't want to come on the show, but I want you to know I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, I read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut books. That's a great mind. Parents are big fans of him. That's really cool. But then he's like, no, I'm too old. I'm done. I'm giving one more speech and I'll never speak again. And he gave a speech at his university, and 6 months later fell, hit his head, and died. I didn't pressure. I didn't try, oh, please, come on, Kurt Vonnegut, please, you know, come on. You know, since I moved, that isn't even out of the box, my Kurt Vonnegut lithograph of a birdcage open with the birds flown away. Symbol of freedom. It's actually was used in the French Revolution as a symbol of freedom. But it means I'm not in the box. It means I'm not caged. And I'm not bragging about the Kurt Vonnegut thing. It's just that, that guys, if you Google Alex Jones, Kurt Vonnegut art, it's a Prison Planet article. It was also posted on Jones Report. You can see a scan of the lithograph. And if you don't know who Kurt Vonnegut is, he wrote a lot of great satire on the police state and on corruption and on governments and on elites and wrote a lot of dystopic science fiction stuff. Very, very interesting person. Yeah, here it is. We'll put it up. Yeah, there it is. For Alex. And it's Kurt Vonnegut drew a picture of himself. And then signed his signature, making the eye and his hair. And then there is the one-of-a-kind lithograph. Very cool. Vonnegut was no stranger to the methods of dictators. He fought in World War II, was a prisoner of war, and then bombed. That's what Slaughterhouse Five's about. Side issue. I said I'd take calls, and I'm digressing. Linda in Texas. Linda, welcome, and thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. For years, you've been speaking out against fluoride. So about 3 years ago, some of us in Austin, your hometown, started Fluoride Free Austin. And we have battled and battled and battled city council. The bigger the cities, the harder they fall. But we want to encourage people in little towns. Lago Vista has banned fluoride.
Calgary's done it. That big county that that Tampa's in, a million people, they've removed it because the feds are striking back at the state level. As you know, Arkansas and now also New Jersey have passed laws saying you will drink fluoride by law. So before, they would just lobby and get cities to buy it and put it in the water, for those that don't know, and the hundreds of other chemicals that are in it. I think it's time to start suing the smiley face mayor and other smiley faces that laugh at the medical doctors and toxicologists and top professors you've brought in to Austin. I mean, they're assaulting us, and it'll come out in the court hearing that there's all these other heavy metals and stuff in the toxic waste they call fluoride, and then that'll force it all out. I mean, look, that's not even aggressive enough. They're assaulting us and force medicating us, and every time the scumbag city council laughs at you, it makes me want to throw up. I've seen it on the local cable, and it's disgusting. They are just pigs.
Is that cities all over the United States, this weekend your listeners can go do a little research. Go to Dr. Paul Conant's website, Fluoride Action Network. Go to Fluoride Free Austin. Go to Fluoride Free Fairbanks. They just got rid of their fluoride. And do a little research. And then all the listeners, go to your city council, call your city council, call your water utility office, and ask them, do you put fluoride in our water? Because this is about freedom from being force medicated.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I do all. I cover fluoride every week. You know, all I can say is, if I went to the city council while they were in recess and walked up to the mayor or other city council people and put a teaspoon or even a thimble full, a couple grams of what they put in the water supply in their coffee, tea, water, whatever it was, I would be arrested and indicted for poisoning them with an intent to kill, with a deadly poison. It is listed as one of the most deadly poisons, and it gets worse. It's not just sodium fluoride. That a few grams of pure sodium fluoride will kill an adult human. It will kill you. That's why they say on the toothpaste, don't swallow this. I mean, it's a joke. But on average, it's over 200 chemicals. As you can look at the reports, even from the EPA, some of them have as many as 350-plus chemicals, lead, mercury, arsenic. But because they call it a medical additive and we contract to buy it, it's suddenly legal? No, it's not. I saw an article today where the House passes a bill making it illegal to insider trade. In the Congress, it's already illegal. I've read the laws. They're not exempt. When they got caught, they came out and said, we're exempt. And the new law they're trying to pass actually opens it up to where they can do a lot of different types of insider trading. See, when they get caught torturing, they say, oh, we're allowed to torture. No, it's not. It's illegal. So they try to pass a law saying, well, now we can torture. But they sold the bill as anti-torture bill that actually allows torture. They get caught spying on you without warrants. It's illegal. Oh, we're going to pass a bill stopping this. The bill actually lets them do it. These are criminals, and they are putting poison in your water. And again, hypothetically, if you or I or anybody else tried to make the mayor of wherever you live drink the fluoride they're making us drink, we'd go to jail. And we don't need to make it illegal. There's no law. The city, going back to the late 40s when they had all this extra toxic waste from nuclear weapons production, aluminum production, and sulfur mining, the fertilizer mining industry, they cannot put that on the crops because it kills them. So whatever they have left at the uranium mines, because same place they get the fertilizer stuff out of the limestone, they put it in your water. I mean, who can make this up? And scientists go before the Austin Council, and they sit up there like the giant bags of treasonous maggots that they are and laugh at people. Because again, if one card gets pulled out of the house of cards, it all comes down. If they did admit, yeah, this is crazy. We pay $1 million-plus bucks a year. We've got the city contracts to put this in the water. In my town and your town, and the hoax would just come down. the giant hoax would just come down. I remember about 15 years ago, I remember reading this and I didn't believe it. And then I went and found the Pulitzer Prize winning book. And I went and I dug it up and found it was true that the Soviets by the 20s were putting fluoride in the water at the camps to make people docile. And then the Nazis did it. They really did it. And at Nuremberg, they learned about that and thought this is great for our population. Did you know the 1968 Gun Control Act? Senator Dodd at the time, not the current Dodd, the previous Dodd, you can look this up, took the Nazi Gun Control Act, it's actually Weimar Republic, the Nazis expanded it, and just changed a few words and passed that. That's how lazy these crooks are. And these crooks sit up there in these city councils and laugh at you like assaulting you is funny. And I think people should walk in with toothpaste in their hand and read off the back to the mayor in your town and say, it says it's poison right here. Here's what this toxicologist says. Increases bone cancer 7 times. Here's BBC News. Here's Associated Press. You know, Mayor, if I tried to put some of this fluoride in your coffee, I could be arrested for trying to poison you. But you're poisoning us. Stop assaulting me. Stop attacking me. Just because you're wearing a suit and are on a raised dais, we could put a giant wheelbarrow of horse manure up on the dais. Does that mean it has an excuse to smile at me and laugh at me? John. Jackie. Others, you're up next.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Not down the way.
Jones got a big article at Infowars.com that I said I was going to read part of on air. And I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'll bring it up with Lynn LaRouge, who's coming up at the 8 after. So, guys, let Lynn LaRouge know. I'm going to get him on at the 8 after, at the 5 after break. But this article deals with the total and complete militarization of America and the fact that the government is openly announcing that it is going to engage in warfare against the American people. The headline is, "The state has declared war on the American people. Please get it out to everyone you know." Here's another one. Leftist media resorts to conspiracy theories to sell Syria invasion. Just like they said Saddam threw babies out of incubators, it wasn't true. They're saying the same thing about the Syrian government. And I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but it's clear war propaganda. Also, mortgage settlement is just another stealth bank bailout. It's all up there right now at Infowars.com. Now, I want to read this quote. I mentioned it in the first hour, dealing with the fact that it's traitors within that are dangerous. It's foreign interest, foreign corporations, and others that come in and infiltrate and take over your government that are the threat. And Roman senator and statesman and historian and philosopher Marcus Cicero said, "The traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears the face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague." And that's not the full quote. He talks about in the beginning of the quote that an enemy at your gate with a banner openly furled is not the enemy. It's those within who sneak around and creep around and manipulate. They are the threat. They are the problem. The tickets are now more than half sold at both venues in Dallas coming up, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the 19th. I'm going to speak and premiere a powerful 30-minute mini-documentary that's going to be impressive. And I'll give an hour and a half speech, 30-minute question and answer. So it'll be about a two-and-a-half, three-hour event. That Sunday evening, the next Sunday evening, I'm going to be in Orlando. And those tickets are going quick. Infowars.com/events. And undoubtedly, they're going to sell out. So if you want to get the tickets, I want to see you there. Come on out. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to go ahead and bring merchandise, too. I'll be there signing books and videos and stuff like that. I wasn't going to bring it, but folks have been requesting that. So I'll also come out before and after and shake hands and stuff. And I'm going to be doing my radio show, at least from the event in Florida. I'm not sure about Dallas yet. We're still tweaking all of that. But Infowars.com/events. And then, of course, also we're running a 15-day free trial to get the nightly news and all my films and everything else at PrisonPlanet.tv. You also get to watch the three-hour radio show with all the videos and documents here, a whole other level of information. When you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and your membership supports us. I want to thank all the members. I want to thank all of you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. We also, of course, have a special running that's going to end at the end of the month. Not only do we have the everything special, all 18 of my films for 70%+ off, and a citizen rule book and bumper stickers for $99.95, normally $360. We're now adding Jason Burmese's film I produced that's amazing, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, free on top of it. So that comes out to like 75% or more off. So that's 19 films, DVDs, citizen rule book, all the bumper stickers and the rest of it for $99.95. And I haven't even announced that special until now. And your purchase of the DVD supports our transmission. But then you got 19 films to give people and wake them up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.